Tuesday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts for flowers bigger than your mistakes. Julie Karen State Farm, covering life's unexpected left turns. Richland Hospital, keeping you healthy. Cardinal Glass CG, fixing broken windows fast. And Badgerland Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so your house finally looks Pinterest ready. Plus, it's Quizzy Poo Day.
With Phil.
Hank has the questions, and Phil probably has the wrong answers. And we all pretended we studied in fifth grade. Tuesday's Roundup, fun is mandatory. Correct answers, optional.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
There he is.
How you doing, buddy?
Too bad your voice is coming back a little bit, it sounds
Does it sound better than yesterday?
I think so.
I feel a little bit better today.
You still could sing bass or the lower echelon of the, yeah.
Like low.
Like Elvira.
Elvira.
Giddy up. Oom-pa-pa-oom-pa-pa.
Oom-pa-pa-oom-pa-pa-mau-mau-mau. Giddy up.
That's not bad. Yeah, that's bad. I mean, you were close to the note.
Yeah. I was just close. Yeah. Anyway, how was your evening, buddy?
It was all right.
Good,
yeah.
Good. Yep. Any grandbabies?
Not last night. Okay. Nope. We sent them home on Sunday. Sugar them up, send them home.
Send them home.
That's the best thing about grandbabies.
Yeah, without question. Yep. Week starting off kind of slow and kind of fast with spring sports around the corner. Brewers High School.
Right.
So
Brewers played well last night. It was a game that didn't matter, but 9-1 over Cincinnati. They looked good.
Yeah, isn't it soccer season too?
Soccer season is underway. Yeah.
Wow. Track, soccer, baseball, softball, Brewers.
Golf.
Golf. My goodness.
Right. Do you have a game to umpire tonight?
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
No. So a little bit under the weather. I'm glad I didn't pick one up for tonight. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You wouldn't have been your effervescent self.
No. You know, am I ever, though?
Steve Reich. Want to be able to hear it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't like these guys that go, and then just stick their finger out. Yeah. No, they don't even do that. They're string. And I'm like, strike one. And then all of a sudden,
they're on the base.
Oh, wait a minute. He walked. That must not have been a strike.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So anyway.
Get your arm out so Phil doesn't sound stupid. I have, you know, I
it's
do that.
Tough.
Any,
it's
I do
tough
that
any
time. Yeah, absolutely.
You've always told me that you could tell a strike and a ball from me.
Oh, yes, I can. Yep.
So, anyway.
My old friend Steve Colstead was one of the best, though.
Oh,
because,
I'm sure.
Yeah, if he was umpiring a game at Crosscut Park, you'd have heard it in Ithaca.
Yeah, you know. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Yep. Who would you never, ever want to sit next to in public, Phil? You can't say me.
I was going to say, do you? Well, okay. I'm trying to think.
I'm going Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, you mean like
you could go anybody.
Living and... Absolutely.
That's just one photo I did.
Ed Gein. But,
Ed Gein, yeah.
But, you know, they say he was a nice guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what they do. They really do. And who was the church killer? The church was, I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, they say he was a wonderful guy. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Just right. He was a pastor, too, wasn't he? I can't remember.
Something was haywire.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh,
scary.
Well. It is scary.
Anyway, you might be from Arkansas, Phil, if you used a above-ground pool as a wrestling rink.
Oh! You can use the above-ground pool for a lot of things.
Yes, you can.
You can put your beverages in there, or put your feet in there, or you know, whatever the case
might
be.
Well, we're talking a big pool.
Oh, big. Yeah. I was thinking of the kiddie pool.
Well, yeah, help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not a beverage fan. If it is, it has to be crisp, cold Diet Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi.
Your drink of choice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it needs to be water, but.
Water and Diet Pepsi.
Yep. I fed the moles yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
They're doing all right?
They're doing fine. They're
good.
Doing fine. So, gave them a little drink of water.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway.
I bet you they just go underground and go, hee-hee, and laugh and giggle.
Well, I'll watch my water bill go, hee-hee, look how high I am.
Exactly. Oh, well.
Anyway, we have a quiz today.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you're not going to believe what it's on.
What's it on?
Your favorite topic.
Chicken feathers?
Nope, not chicken feathers.
Speckled Pete?
Nope, not speckled Pete, but chicken legs.
Chicken legs?
Yeah, chicken legs.
What the? Okay.
That's what I thought. All right, number one. Some other guy performed a UK band minor U.S. airplay. Who sang it?
What?
This is about music.
Oh, I'm thinking.
I threw you off, didn't
focused
I?
Focused on chicken legs and, yeah. What is it again? All
right, some other guy, quote, some other guy, unquote, performed by a UK band with minor U.S. airplay. Who sung that song? Is it A, the Big Three, B, the Beatles, C, the Troggs, or D, the Zombies?
Okay.
All right. Number two, quote, she's about a mover, unquote. Which band released this regional hit? Is it A, Sir Douglas Quintet? Is that right?
Quintet.
Quintet. B, the Throgs, the Throgs. C, the Fortunes. And D, the Singing Blue Jeans.
Okay. All right.
All right. Number three, I Can Only Give You Everything, a garage rock cult classic in 1965. Who recorded it? Was it the Throgs? Am I saying that right or not?
Troggs.
Troggs.
Like troglodyte.
Troggs, okay. Mm-hmm. Was it A, Troggs, B, Them, C, the Pretty Things, or D, the Animals?
Hmm. Tough one.
Pretty good questions, though, aren't they?
Well, yeah. A little obscure.
Well, I had to go deep, Phil.
I was going to say.
I had to go deep.
Because two of the three so far are not very well known at all, even by me.
Which 1965 song... Oh, my gosh. Hold on here. Number four. Which 1965 song by the Beatles was not released as a single but became hugely popular anyway? Is it A, Norwegian Wood, B, the Tripper, C, We Can Work It Out, or D, Ticket to Ride?
All right.
Was that a good question or not?
Yeah, that was a good question. Okay. Sure.
Number five, I'm Your Puppet. This soulful 1965 song wasn't a top hit, but became Northern Soul favorite. Who sang it? Is it A, James Bobby and Purify, B, Otis Redding, C, Wilson Pickett, or D, Salmon Dave? Is it Salmon Dave?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Number six, Respect was recorded in 1965, but not by Aretha. Who sang the original? Was it A, you already got it down?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. A, Wilson Pickett, B, Otis Redding, C, Sam Cooke, or D, James Brown. Number seven, Here It Comes Again was a lesser-known 1965 track by which group? Is it A, The Fortune, B, The Hollies, C, The Dave Clark Five, or D, The Manfred Man?
Okay.
Number eight, I Guess I Will Always Love You was released in 1965 by which group? What number am I in?
Eight.
Yeah, the Temptations, B, the Four Tops, C, the Isley Brothers, or D, the Miracles?
Okay.
Number nine.
Yep.
Go Where You Want to Go was the debut song debuted in 1965 by which group? A song that did not chart initially, but later became a hit for the Fifth Dimensions. Mm-hmm. You know who it is?
Yeah.
A, the Mamas and the Papas, B, the Turtles, C, the Fifth Dimension, and D, the Lovin' Spoonful.
Okay.
Number 10. To Be or Not to Be was released in 1965 by which garage rock band? A song that never charted nationally but is now a cult favorite. Is it A, The Remains, B, Yesterday's Children, C, The Shadows of Nights, and D, The Standells?
Wow. Those are some tough ones. I got some songs I'm not even aware of.
You're welcome.
That's all right. That's all right. That's good. All right.
All right, buddy. Here we go. How do you think you did?
I
think you did quite well.
A couple wrong.
Do you really?
I think so.
I didn't see any. I didn't see the last couple, but okay. Some other guy performed by a UK band minor US airplay. Who sang that song?
The first one.
The Big Three.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
Woo!
She's about a mover. Which band released this regional hit?
Sir Douglas Quintet.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
I Can Only Give You Everything, a garage rock cult classic in 1965. Who recorded it?
The Pretty Things.
The Pretty Things, yes, sir. Which 1965 song by the Beatles was not released as a single but became hugely popular anyway? Is it A, Norwegian Wood, B, The Day Tripper, C, We Can Work It Out, or D, Ticket to Ride?
And that would be the first one, Norwegian Wood.
Yeah.
Woo!
Number five, I'm Your Puppet. This soulful 1965 wasn't a top hit, but became a Northern Soul favorite. Who sang it, Philip?
James and Bobby Purify.
That is absolutely correct.
Woo-hoo!
Number six, Respect, was recorded in 1965, but not by Aretha. Oh, my goodness. Who sang the original?
Otis Redding.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Aretha made it iconic, but Otis lit the fuse.
Okay, yes.
So,
Otis's version is pretty good, too.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, Here It Comes Again was a lesser-known 1965 track by which group?
The Fortunes.
Yes, sir.
Woo! 7 of 7, baby.
Number eight, I'll Guess I'll Love You Anyway was released in 1965 by which group? Was it the Temptations, the Four Tops, the Isley Brothers, or the Miracles?
Isley Brothers.
Yes, sir. Number nine.
Whew.
Go Where You Want to Go was the debut 1965 single of which group? A song that did not chart initially, but later became a hit for the Fifth Dimensions. Is it the Mamas and the Papas, the Turtles, the Fifth Dimension, or the Lovin' Spoonful?
Mamas and the Papas.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
9 for 9, Phil.
Oofta.
I threw you a huge curveball.
Yeah, the last one's really tough because I don't honestly know this song.
All right. To Be or Not to Be was released in 1965 by which garage rock band, a song that never charted nationally but now is a cult favorite. Is it The Remains, Yesterday's Children, The Shadows of the Night, or The Standells?
Okay. So it's one of the first two. And I went with it's either The Remains or the Saturday's Children. And I'm going with Saturday's Children.
You mean Yesterday's Children?
Or Yesterday's Children.
Well, Philip, I have to tell you, you are absolutely correct.
Woo-hoo!
That's 10 for 10.
Hey, fridge,
nice job.
Fridge hanger
yeah.
today.
All right, so...
As
a quiz taker, how well was that quiz written?
That was written well, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that was...
It was tough to write those.
There were some tough ones in there because that Big Three song was not a big hit. I Can Only Give You Everything was not a big hit, or not even a hit at all. And the last one, The Remains opened for the Beatles about that time. So Yesterday's Children were, they're kind of in the Chicago area.
Okay. You can put 1965 music up there.
Was it all 65?
All 65.
Oh, okay. Very cool. All right. I think it's been since sometime early this year when I had a fridge hanger.
Yeah. Nice job, though.
Woo-hoo!
That's very good.
Thank you.
And you wonder why I don't give you music. No, I just hope I'm trying to get to your level of your knowledge, and it's very, very high when it comes to that stuff. So I have to dive. Anybody can tell you the top 10, but let's go, who's saying it in UK, not in the US and stuff like
right,
that.
Right. Yeah, no, I have to say that that was above my level for a couple of them. So,
well,
yeah,
I tried, but you got it right. I figured you would.
I knew enough to make a couple of educated guesses there, so.
Well, you're putting that way out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, nice job. Congratulations,
you.
Young man.
Thank
I hope you have a great day.
That's Hank Gray, ladies and gentlemen.